Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.
Right, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but someone has sent this to us, Joe, as an alert. It's news about the winter, I'm afraid.
Right, OK, let's do this properly.
Right, OK. Alert! Britain faces longest winter in 50 years after earliest ever arrival of Siberian swan.
What?
Right.
What
that's
does that
right.
even mean?
Exactly. You know, you thought the Met Office and people who do the weather on your iPhone and stuff have got loads of technology set up all over the place, you know, with big...
Satellites
coming off the top of buildings and... No, it's much more low budget than that, right? Because this story proves it. The Siberian swan, which emigrates over here, obviously, in our winters, is here 2 weeks earlier than it did last year. 2 weeks earlier than it was last year, Joe. And apparently the Siberian swan brings snow on its beak. It brings winter into the UK. I mean, that is where they're getting the weather information from. Someone's been looking, a bird watcher has been looking out over the coast. When's the swan? Oh, here comes the Siberian swan. But oh, it's officially winter now.
I quite like it as a thing to do. Like, so we're saying that the snow will follow the swan in.
Well, yeah.
Is that what happens?
Well, the snow brings, the swan brings on its, but you know, Joe, as I'm educated, you know how the swallow is the seamstress of summer? You know that? You know, when you see the swallow, when you see a swallow in the UK, it means it's the start of summer. Now, when you see a Siberian swan, let it be known that that is the start of winter. Thank you.
Joe and Sparky.
Free radio.